good news and the peaceful program. Coming to you from the hearts and minds of people sincerely interested in helping you attain that most desirable state, peace of mind. Good news, the peaceful program, projects no bad news, no ominous predictions, no remorseful reverie, no worrisome speculation, but seeks only to cheer and encourage by bringing to mind, through music, song, and commentary, a greater realization of those eternal values that make for peaceful lives in a peaceful world.
Incidentally, nothing is more conducive to peace of mind than the pleasant conviction that you have received the utmost value for your money. When buying a product, the knowledge that it is the best makes for satisfaction, a sense of security, and pride of ownership. So try your best to buy the best. Remember, the company that deals only in supreme values is a company sincerely interested in human values. Such a company is the one sponsoring Good News, the peaceful program.
In keeping with our theme that the peaceful life is most desirable, the laughing voice of Al Marino, the romantic baritone, is heard singing, "Let the Rest of the World Go By."
With someone like you, a pal good and true, I'd like to leave it all behind and go and find some place that's known to God alone. Just a spot to call our own. We'll find perfect peace where joys never cease. Out there beneath a kindly sky, we'll build a sweet little nest somewhere in the west, and let the rest of the world go by.
Now for the news, good news. In a world living in the shadow of fear, disorganized by war and rumors of war, shaken by crime, disaster, and despair, the following items, culled from America's enlightening press, shines forth, accentuating the essential integrity and nobility of the human race. In Ohio, a collie dog was solemnly presented with a high school diploma. In California, the state legislature has introduced a bill to lower the price of haircuts for bald-headed men. Gifts from all over the country, ranging from fuzzy dolls to a whiskey bottle equipped with a nipple, have been sent to Mr. and Mrs. B.O. Plenty, who became the proud parents of a baby girl. Mrs. B.O. is better known as Gravel Gertie. But the weatherman says the sun will shine tomorrow, and Al Marino, the romantic baritone, is waiting to sing "The World is Waiting for the Sunrise."
Down in the lazy west rides the moon, warm as a night in June. Stars shimmering soft in a bed of blue, while I am calling and calling you. the dawn comes slowly streaming. Wake and love in your bower. Greet our trysting hour. Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every rose is heavy with dew. The thrush on high, his sleepy mate is calling.
Now, more news. Good news.
Yes, good news indeed. The sponsors of Good News, the peaceful program, in accord with President Truman's recent price adjustment recommendation, are making it possible, through reduced prices, for you to attain that most desirable peace of mind that results from satisfactory purchase of a guaranteed, dependable product at a reasonable price. Yes, there is a special reward in trying your best and buying the best. And from the sponsors of this program, you can expect only the best.
Trite but true, Al Marino, the romantic baritone, expresses it so much better as he sings, "When I've Done My Best."
When I've done the best I can, and my friends don't understand, then my Lord will carry me home. After I have done my best, I will find a peaceful rest. Then my Lord will carry me home. Many griefs and sorrows I have witnessed on my part. On the bright tomorrow, He will mend my wounded heart. When I've done the best for Thee, then the best comes back to me. And my Lord will carry me home.
Good News, the peaceful program with Al Marino, the romantic baritone, accompanied by Morton Thall at the organ, is heard over this station every night at 8 o'clock. Good news and commentary by Michael Caine. Your announcer is Jack Little.
Send in your good news item to the station to which you are listening.
Good news from us. And good night to you.